The water banking bill has already been passed in the Utah State Senate, but is yet to arrive in the House. Senator Ralph Okerlund, the chair of the Senate Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environment Committee, says if passed, the bill would start a 10-year trial period.
The bill allows water to be put into a bank by the owner of the water. The bank can then lease it out as people need it. And that may be municipalities, it may be industry. It could be anybody who needs to lease water. They can go to the bank rather than go out and try to find someone who will lease them water. And if there's water in the bank, they can lease it.
Okerlund says water banking is something a lot of people are interested in seeing whether it would work in their area. Okerlund says it won't be a solution for everyone's problem.
It has to start from the bottom. People who want to lease their water, want to bank their water, not from the top down from the state saying you have to do something.
According to Representative Logan Wild, the vice chair of the House committee, water banking was made a priority years ago in order to help find a solution that helps with water conservation.
If that water is conserved, can we bank that water for certain purposes? And what we're trying to do with that is, especially for agricultural communities, is we bank that water, can we use it for other agricultural purposes? So it becomes a very multifaceted problem in that we're looking at how do we go now that we're establishing that we're water banking, how do we use that now? How do we set up a system that we can use that banked water or stored water in a feasible and a manageable way that's beneficial to everybody?
Another bill to keep an eye on this session is House Bill 125 on predator regulation. Representative Kevin Stratton, the chair of the House Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environment Committee, says the predator population is getting too heavy, which affects both wildlife and livestock herds.
We saw a significant increase in the amount of predator kills of the wild herds, but also the livestock. They went through calving and lambing and so forth. A lot of challenges there. So you have to ask yourself, what the bill does is it allows the director of the Division of Wildlife Resources to issue additional permits to harvest the predators if he sees emergency situation arising. Currently, the action can be taken after the emergency presents itself.
Due to the controversial nature of the bill, Representative Stratton, Wild, and Senator Okerlund stressed the fact that the bill was based off a scientific discussion. According to Representative Wild, when there is a population drop in wildlife, it takes over a year to go through and adjust those numbers with their biologists.
What we're asking is that if they see such a drastic emergency results, that they act immediately, that they don't just put it off. This is a science-based bill. If you read through the bill, it says that they have to show or demonstrate that there is a need through their biologist.
These bills are two big bills that will continue to be discussed through this legislative session. There are also some big topics that are being discussed that haven't been drafted into bill form yet. Senator Okerlund says one issue they believe is a big topic for this session has to do with zoning laws and large animal feeding operations.
Maybe you would say there are certain areas and these are the ones that you can put in large animal feeding operations. And we don't want them too close to town. We don't want them polluting our air. We don't want them too close to homes where people are going to be complaining about smells and those types of things. But here are some areas where you may be able to do these operations.
Local governments have already started working with agricultural groups to see if they can work out an agreement on this issue. Finally, Okerlund says that growth in the Wasatch Front also poses an issue that they will need to start addressing.
As people go out and look for water, if they're not able to do it through banking or some other ready source, then they go out and try to find water from a farm where they buy the farm or buy the water off from the farm. So you get buy and dry. You buy the water and then the farm dries up. There isn't a farm anymore.
Right now, there are not any bills on these issues, but Okerlund says it is important to get the conversation started early. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.